I was born on the south side. I was raised on the south side. Everybody stick together like we in the land. Cause it ain't no side like the south side. On the south side.
South side.
South side.
South side.
Wow, but then a bump, 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 wow, but then a bump, 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 wow.
You know what? That's a great intro song. It sounds a little like something we're going to get sued for. Is that something you've heard? You just made that up on the
phone. I actually made that up based on a science film they made us watch in the fourth grade, and I never forgot. Like, I was like, why is this music playing while they're showing us how plants grow?
Yeah.
And
so it was really funky.
And I'm dating myself, but that's what the music sounded to four-year-old me. So fourth grade-year-old me.
It's a little funky.
From WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central, this is Southside Stories. I'm Diallo Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin with the creator of the TV show Southside. On this podcast, we're taking to the streets to give you the stories about the real people and places on Chicago's Southside. And this episode's going to be a treat.
Like, literally a treat.
Drenched in mild sauce.
Oh, yes. Yes. And if you are health conscious or planning to be, this might not be the best episode for you. That's because we are going to finally
hit
up Harold's Chicken Shack.
And there will be many a reference to chicken wings fried hard, lemon pepper, pizza puffs.
Lemon pepper.
Surprised they didn't put, you know, one of my favorite Chicago chicken words on here, gizzards, which is something that your older relatives would eat. And you'd be like, I don't know about no gizzards.
And by older relatives, we mean your ancestors.
Exactly. Technically, to the people listening to this podcast, they would be ancient. And all these things are probably not keto friendly. Unless you take the skin off, but then why would you do that? Now, there are many food options on the South Side, and Harold's isn't even the only good place to get chicken, but there's still only one Harold's.
Well, not literally. There are many, many Harold's. And I quickly learned that no two Harold's are the same.
Facts, which is something I say all the time. Facts.
But I mean, seriously, I had to find this out because, like, you know, I would think, like, Harold's was like, you know, Popeyes. And can I just say, growing up in Atlanta, Popeyes was good.
Yeah.
You come to other cities, I won't mention any LA, Popeyes is questionable, okay?
Yeah.
But, like, when you go to Chicago, like,
you go to New Orleans,
there's no Popeyes consensus.
Popeyes in New Orleans is amazing.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
I've never
Popeyes
had
in
there.
Atlanta is amazing.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But I will say this about when you go to Chicago, like, they treat every Harold's differently, and you talk to people who grew up there, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I go to 53rd, you know, I go to number 53." Like, they know the number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like someone got like a research file from the company. It was like, okay, so store number 53. Like, you'd never do this with Ross Dress for Less.
And
you would
be
like, "Oh yeah, 109 over in Venice Beach is like the one." That it's amazing to me that
you're giving
people know
Harold's
the number.
You're giving the Harold's Corporation a lot of credit for their organization.
It's a franchise,
I don't think it
should. Okay. I will say there's no place like Harold's in Atlanta. I mean, like, we had J.R. Crickets. We had the J.R. Crickets claim to fame is they were one of the first places to do the lemon pepper that we love so much. To this day, like, I always do lemon pepper. That's my move.
One of my favorite restaurants in Chicago outside of Harold's, because, you know, everybody's got their favorites. Harold's has become iconic, but, you know, one of my favorites is this place called Italian Fiesta, which is a greasy, greasy piece of place that
First
I love.
Off,
Michelle
it's
Obama
Italian
talks about
Fiesta. Now,
well,
explain
that's what
that title.
Well, my friends.
Because those two things are not the same.
It sounds like something somebody's like, "Hey, man, Italian Fiesta."
Bar Mitzvah Saldado.
But let me tell you something, man. Kwanzaa Passover, right? But let me tell you something. That damn pizza is delicious. It's so good. Michelle Obama mentioned it twice in her autobiography. It's damn good. And I go to the one on 80th and Halsted with the bulletproof glass.
Listen, it's safe to say this was a tough assignment for our correspondent, T. Murph, but he persevered and came back with a story.
And to tell it, he linked up with a guy who fashions himself a Harold's connoisseur, Mr. Larry Legend.
Not Larry Bird, although Larry Bird might have had a wig or two, but this is a different Larry Legend.
Yes, this Larry's a podcaster, YouTube personality, and author of an article for Chicago Magazine ranking his choices for the best Harold's in Chicago.
Larry was more than ready to explain his top choices and show Murph and the crew what's so special about a six-piece with mild sauce.
And they met up, arguably, the most famous Harold's with them all, and my personal favorite, where the soda machine may or may not work. Ladies and gentlemen, 87
the Dan Ryan.
All right, so we're here over here at the Harold's Chicken on 87th, right off the Dan Ryan. You know, historic Harold's, and we're here with the one and only Mr. Larry Legend.
What's up with you, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Just wanted to, you know, have a conversation with you on the status of chicken in the city of Chicago, man.
What you want to know?
I mean, I hear you're the expert.
Something like that. I would say that a little bit. I probably had like all of them, all the ones that matter.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I guess you could call me that.
So you say all the ones that matter. Now, I've checked out your list.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I feel like this is a staple.
This
feel,
right here?
Yeah, I feel like this is number one.
It's not to me, though.
Oh.
It's top five, top three, because it's the most consistent to me. I feel like it's the most consistent heroes. But that don't mean it's the best one to me.
So consistency, to me, means best.
I understand
like,
that.
Like, so when you look at Michael Jordan.
He's consistent.
Consistently.
30 every game.
So, and they call him what?
The GOAT.
The best, he's the greatest of all time.
But
he's
I don't think
best.
They got six championships. They probably got like two.
Oh,
maybe three.
So
I think that what makes you what makes them not the best is probably the fact that they don't have the original recipe. Like it's a clear cut difference if you taste the chicken.
Okay.
From this and the original recipe.
Okay.
And then like the wing size has been inconsistent with this Heroes for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Wait, pause. I'm sorry. This is the most serious conversation about chicken I think I've ever heard. Inconsistent wing size. Can we talk about it? It's the elephant in the room.
We joke, but I think food connoisseur people do, they care about that kind of
they
stuff.
They do. You don't want one wing to come out one way and then another wing to be like, you want consistent wing size.
I think he's applying a
you
level
You want
of,
CWS. Like, we talk about it on the chat boards.
I think he's applying a level of scrutiny to Harold's that the people at Harold's are really not prepared for. Because he got a little tape measure out there.
But for me, it's convenient as ever. Like, it's right off the E-Way.
Yeah.
So you could just get straight over here from the club or going back south. Or if you're going north, you could stop here. Whatever the case may be, it's right here. And then I feel like if you're around here, you know this open to midnight.
Yeah.
So you got up until 11:59 to get your food in. That's the craziest part. Most Heroes, if they close at 12, they close at 11:30.
Yes, they do.
So it's like they stay open all day. I give them that much. But it's cool. Like, I don't knock it. I just got ones that's closer to my heart or that I think tastes better.
This is my top Heroes. So you're going to have to prove to me
why the other ones is even close to being better.
Even the crew out here, the crew was looking like when he said 87th ain't there, everybody kind of leaned back. They almost cut your microphone off.
Yeah, I get it. I always see people looking at me funny when I say it, but it's like,
sideways.
Man, you got to have them all.
Wow.
Hey, you got to prove to him.
Have them all. Got to have them all. Anyway, by the way, it's so true that everybody's got their own favorite one. I love that this is the conflict. We talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's good conflict and bad conflict. Obviously, we know what bad conflict is. It's the stuff that makes the news. This is my favorite kind of conflict. What's the best Heralds? Yep. What's the best sub? You know what? I used to grow up in Chicago. There's a place called Mr. Sub. The greasiest sub you've ever had, and yet so delicious. You would stop, because I would come from the south side to the near west side to go to Whitney Young High School. We would often get off downtown, because downtown would always have restaurant specials. The McDonald's downtown, which essentially was Thunderdome. Downtown McDonald's looks like...
That's the McDonald's in every downtown.
Every downtown McDonald's.
Every downtown,
The Onion had a great article about the
McDonald's
downtown
that you're like...
Yes. But you would go there and they would have two Big Macs for a dollar. So like all the kids on the track team would stop after all their grueling workouts. The swim team kids early in the morning would go get their breakfast sandwiches and stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. But
I feel like if you work for McDonald's and they say, hey, we're transferring to downtown, like, that's the ultimate punishment.
I know. You're like, oh, man.
Oh, man, what
it's
did
like
I
going
do?
To D-block.
Listen, 87th was just the beginning for Larry and T-Murph.
Yes, and after that, they hopped in their cars and continued the arduous task of going to yet another Harold's. And this time, one of them actually eats.
The one that we're going to next, the 95th?
Yeah.
That is number one Harold's to me in Chicago.
Word.
Like, I think that if you got to model your Harold's after a Harold's, they got to one. They got the original menus.
Okay.
They got the original recipe. Mm. They even got the original fry cut.
I like they that one either.
Oh, just wait. They own two of them. They own one in the suburbs. They own one.
I'm finna have five six wings today.
Yeah, that's the one though. I'm telling you, that's the one. You gonna get your real. If I'm from out of town and I need the real experience, that's where you go.
You see my man Harold over here on the picture
with the pinky ring.
You see him
with the pinky ring and the slick back.
He took that picture knowing he made something wrong. He's like, oh, I made. Hey, this is going to be around forever.
That's a straight turn from the crib.
Raw.
Every time you see, like, these neo-Nazis, like, defending, like, Confederate general statues, I think that like we have to defend our statues as well. And I think that his love, his clear love of this Harold portrait, like we just need to make sure that that is preserved, that is never taken
future
away.
Future generations in the vegan, in the vegan future that's coming to America.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, the vegans are definitely going to make us take down the pictures of Harold, Colonel Sanders, like all of them are coming down.
Yeah, all of them, dude.
Yeah.
6 wings, 735. Oh, what I do? 18 wings, $17. That's a stain. They got regular shrimp, jumbo shrimp, catfish, perch, macaroni balls, nigga. Only thing they don't got today is the Mystic.
I can't wait. I'm looking at the menu right now. They have the menu. They have a regular traditional menu. They have the menu in HD. So you looking at your menu in 4K. The chicken looks so crispy right now.
You see every flake on that thing.
Hey, the level of hunger that I have right now, waiting on this chicken. Y'all just don't understand.
Earlier today, he uploaded him. I got a video of it. He fried a lobster earlier.
Word.
I said, when you adding it to the menu, man, I'll help you with the prices.
Where else can you go and get a fried lobster with some mild sauce?
And butter cookies.
So when you look at a Harold's, right, and your ranking, how do you set up your ranking structure?
It's like three things I look at. I look at first the sauce. That's the number one thing, because a lot of Harold's don't have real mild sauce. Some of them got barbecue sauce. Some of them got their own make of a mild sauce. The other thing is price.
Okay.
I feel like price is a big thing because black people don't like spending that much money.
Well, that depends.
Well, guys, what are we talking about?
Bottle service, sneakers,
shoes.
We'll spend the money. A TV that's way too damn big for the house that we live in.
But you want to see that football big.
Yeah, we just don't want to spend on other stuff.
And then the third thing, I don't know. It would have to be location for me and convenience.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go on a very strict scale of things that I wanted. Like, I wanted the bulletproof glass. I didn't like if you had lemon pepper.
Excess. Yeah, okay.
Like, but now we always asking for lemon pepper. Now they got to get lemon pepper.
You didn't like if they had lemon pepper?
No, I didn't think it was real. Because let me give it to you like this. It's two kinds of lemon pepper. You got the kind that you could go buy at the store.
Yeah.
And then you got the kind that look like crack.
It's white.
It's real dark. It's real dark. Yeah, it's sweet. It's like a powder.
I'm telling you.
Sprinkle it all over.
But that's why it looked like crack, because it is.
Now, let me just say, if you have to invoke crack cocaine in a conversation about fried chicken,
it must be some good ass chicken. I think that's what I would take away from that.
Y'all hear that bag?
That aroma come out.
Oh, man, they got good napkins.
Listen to me, man. The fries is the original cut.
Look how they pack them, though.
They do it not like no other. Bro, they lay them things out, and it's like that every single time. They got them side by side, six of them. Well, you got six, and they threw you an extra for love. They put the fries on the side just so everything could catch the sauce.
Bro, I ain't never seen my Harold's lay it out so impressive.
They like, what's it, synchronized chicken wings.
The synchronized wing.
Synchronized wing. Come on now.
I'm not lying to y'all. This is phenomenal.
I'm telling you. I just want to see him eat. I'm enjoying it. This is like me watching Chopped.
Bro, it's so good.
This is like family.
These
like,
close cousins. Like you spent a lot of time over there in the summertime.
And
you
the
went
funny
over their
thing
house.
Is, I used to know them from playing basketball. I ain't know they was related to Harold up until maybe like 5-6 years ago when I found out. And then they started, probably when they got into business, that's when I really found out that they was a part of the family. But I'm like, okay, it was all makes sense. They put me in the right places, you know what I'm saying? Like, God put me there.
He was telling me initially, right, that you all are related to Harold. So can you give us your name?
Yeah, my name is Kyle Gill.
Okay.
And Harold, that's my grandfather.
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
He used to say that he's not cooking for fast food.
Yeah.
He's cooking for like a home cooked meal. So like that's what I do. Like, so I prepare it like I'm preparing it for myself.
What was it that got him into this?
When he was younger, like everyone in his family was successful. So like he didn't have a choice to not do anything. So I know before he started Harold's, my grandfather had plenty of businesses. I know he had a grocery store, he had a lot of stuff. And yeah. I mean, like, him and his father, they started a grocery store, and he would take the wings from the grocery store, and every Sunday he would cook. And he always told his father that he would own his own restaurant. So once he got enough and came of age, he opened his first Harold's. And then he never looked back from there.
Wow. I mean, like, I actually feel like on top of theme and everything else, we have given the listeners of this podcast a great gift in that you may have grown up your entire life in Chicago and not known about this particular Harold.
I grew up my entire life in Chicago and didn't know about it.
I think people are going to now go down to this Harold.
Well, you know, it's a friend.
And hang out with Harold's grandson.
I got to go. I got to see. For T. Murph to be, like, blown away this much.
You can hear it in his voice, right?
Yeah. It's interesting because you know what it is? I bet the other franchises keep the chicken recipe and then just do everything else, whatever they want to do.
Solo.
This sounds like they do everything the way that he wanted.
Right, the original Harold's. I always wonder, like, what did the original Famous Amos cookie taste like? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it tasted
like
that thing that came out of the pack. No, he walked in there. So, fun fact, the real Famous Amos was a black guy in Los Angeles. He was a talent agent.
Yep, William Morris.
And he would make cookies for his clients, a lot of whom were, like, recording, you know, music and Sunset Sounds and some of these famous.
He had Simon and Garfunkel.
You know, he had a lot of famous artists. Yeah. And there were some things being smoked that might have given people the munchies, so they wanted cookies. And he would show up with this bag of hot cookies. So I always wonder, what did the real Famous Amos cookie taste
warm.
Like? And sort
warm.
Of to that point, what did the original Harold's mild sauce taste like? It sounds like,
on
sounds like you can
Bell.
Find out.
So we have one more Harold's left to visit.
But before we whet your appetite for some more, WBEZ has some bills to pay.
And back to the shack we go.
But a different one. And for Larry, this last Harold's is where the love affair all started.
Larry took Murph to the Harold's on his side of town, the Wild Hundreds, 103rd and Halsted to be exact.
I believe they would call it the Wild Hundreds.
Some people do. I'm going to push back against this idea that there's one way to say Wild Hundreds. That's ridiculous. Nobody owns this phrasey.
Says the man in a nice, cozy podcast office.
In sunny Los Angeles, California. And send your concerns and complaints to the Al Riddle care of Viacom.
Ah, yes, I'll get those letters.
We made it home.
Yeah.
This is my home.
Your home?
Yeah.
Your favorite location. So, I mean, what is it? What is it about this location, man?
I grew up over here. My daddy a pastor, his church right on Morgan right here.
Okay.
I got the same name as him, so it's a sign up there with our name on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be there forever type shit, so I always ride by with my women and stuff. Like, look at my name right there. It's my neighborhood, baby. You know, I own this. But my first time I ever had Harold's, this is that. We going to go in there and see they don't have no tables no more. They used to have tables in there. Uh-huh. Used to be the DVD man in there. I remember before the DVD man was starting to come in there. Then when he started coming in, then when the police and them kicked him out. I remember all this stuff. Like
all of this.
Everything. They done seen me when I was a little fat kid, skinny kid, grown man, everything. High school. Everything I do is right here on this in these four corners right here.
So, yeah, I am noticing, though, man, they don't got all the
amenities of the other one.
Yeah, where's my macaroni balls?
Ain't no macaroni bites, ain't no fried okra. Oh, they got fried okra here, though, I think. It's just not on the menu. I remember when this window was open. It used to be benches right here, or tables, rather. All right here. The DVD man always sat right there.
It sounds like he's talking about the distant past. He's probably talking about like 11 years ago. Maybe.
This is the first one we've been to with the glass.
They even put new glass in. Like, all right. This is the first one you went to with a platinum plaque. I told
when you get your Harold's, do you just give them your order, you know, salt, pepper, mild, or do you throw the fried hard on them?
Depending on the location.
Okay.
Because, like, I go to them so I be knowing which ones I need to tell fried hard. Like, normally it's just second nature.
Yeah.
But the ones that promote that they have the original recipe cook their chicken to the right temperature and the right timing so that you never have to ask for that. They actually get mad if you ask them that. If you tell them, like fry hard, like, what you mean? My chicken good in here.
Yeah.
And I'll show you. And then they whip it up. How you doing? Can I get four wings with mild sauce, hot sauce, salt, and pepper?
Four wings, mild sauce, hot sauce, salt, and pepper. Anything else?
No, that's it.
$7.74.
Having as much knowledge as you have, you know, and and just being well known and really really understanding the brand, is have you ever thought about you yourself opening in the Heralds?
Yep. I thought about it a lot of times, for real. I actually got an idea. I did a skit about my addiction to Heralds.
I love you very much, but I asked you for a McDonald's and you brought me a snack pack from Heralds with one of the wings eaten. When you came to pick me up from school last week, your face was covered in so much mild sauce, the guard made you show your ID to prove that it was you.
I don't remember that. I think you're lying, but whatever.
In the skit, I was talking about making up a Heralds called Leralds.
Yeah.
Making my own Heralds and shit. And I actually think if Heralds allowed me to do that, like Heralds by Leralds by Heralds, it'll go. And I think people would go.
You got the hot with the mouth.
That's how I always got to do it.
Okay.
It's like Scotty and Mike, Joe. I'm telling you.
You open your nostrils up.
That's that hot sauce you can't eat
he
by
yourself.
He starts
stretching. Did you see him stretch?
Yeah, man.
To
I'm
get
getting
ready
cramp.
He stretched to eat.
I'm getting a cramp.
Look at him. Look how he finna. Look how he finna bust it down.
See what I'm saying?
Look at that. Look
oh
how,
man. See,
look
like that. It just came off like that. You just gotta go in.
I wish you could taste this with me. You could definitely have a wing if you like.
This is like soft porn right now. the way he is indulging in this chicken. Oh man, he is loving this right now. If you all could see Larry Legend's face right now.
I hope I don't got no sauce on me.
It's a piece of chicken in the top of his mustache.
Mmm.
You looking like me earlier.
Cuz, man. This, lean back. Now, this one right here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's not the original recipe,
but it's everything you need.
It's my recipe, for sure.
I've been eating chicken all wrong. For me, it was a matter of, I'm going to eat this. Clearly, this
there's
man
a whole,
has, he has a playlist.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese tea ceremony.
We've just
you
been
lay out the.
We've just been the ugly Americans
cloth.
Too long. He has reached another level of chickens in.
Yeah,
chickens.
Our thanks to T. Murph.
Thanks to Larry Legend.
Larry
man.
Legend.
By the way, I just saw online where Larry Legend was in a Chicago magazine reviewing the Popeye's fried chicken sandwich. So he's a chicken connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's like a word that we can come up with for that.
Connoisseur.
That's not offensive.
Connoisseur is the word I think you want.
Yeah, I know where you're going to be, and I'm not going there with you.
No, I wasn't going there, but now I'm thinking about it. That's messed up. Guys, this is Bashir Salahuddin.
And this is Diallo Riddle. Thanks. We're giving you the blackest podcast in the history of the medium.
Shout out.
And we want to be on the air next time. So next time we might talk about something very, very white-ish. Maybe we'll talk about...
The Cubs.
Maybe we'll talk about cryptocurrency.
All right. Thank you, guys.
WBEZ, thank you, and we hope you'll have us back.
Okay, go!
Got it from David, and it go crazy.
Southside Stories is a production of WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central.
I'm Diallo Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
The producer is James Edwards, with production support from Bia Medias.
The executive producers are Steve Raises and Kevin Dawson.
Special thanks to Kellen Parker, Jeremy Westfall, Dara Frank, Michael Blyden, and Brendan Banizek.